Hi everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to this Microsoft Learn session on Learn TV. So today we're going to be working through a Learn module called Run Cognitive Services on IoT Edge. So my name is Jim Bennett, I'm a cloud advocate at Microsoft, and I'm really excited because today I'm joined by my good friend Marco. Marco, do you want to say hello?
Yes. Hello everyone, I'm Marco Pawlowski, Microsoft student, Microsoft Learn student ambassador, coming from Macedonia. And today I'm very glad that Jim will be my teacher going through this module, and I'm very excited to see what we're going to learn today.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm really excited as well. This is actually a really good fun module, so we're going to have a lot of fun working through this one together. Now, this is actually a Microsoft Learn module that we're working through. If you've not come across Microsoft Learn before, it's our online hands-on self-guided learning platform, and everything we're doing today, you can follow along with us if you want to. Just head to aka.ms/learn/IoT Edge, and that will take you to the module that we're going to be working through today. Now, this is an IoT module. So, Marco, what is it we normally need for IoT modules?
Well, I suppose some kind of hardware, device.
Yeah, normally. I mean, IoT, the Internet of Things, you kind of normally need, you know, a thing, a device, something like that. However, with this one, you don't actually need any hardware. Everything we're going to be doing is going to be using virtual devices. So we're going to be setting up an IoT Edge device, but rather than using real hardware, you'll be able to do it in the cloud. So if you can follow along, you don't need any hardware. Everything you need to do this, you can spin up in the cloud, which is cool. And this is going to be an interactive session, isn't it?
Yep. So everyone who is watching now and have some questions during this module, please use Twitter with the hashtag LearnTV so you can ask the question and our moderators will bring the question to us so we can answer them live here in the session.
Yeah, it should be a good fun session. You know, if we get some great questions from Marco, from you, we can have a bit of fun answering them and teaching everybody what we're doing. So this session is all about running cognitive services on IoT Edge. And with any of these Learn sessions, there's prerequisites. There's kind of things you need to know before you can get going. So for this one, there's actually three prerequisites. You need basic knowledge of IoT Edge, basic knowledge of IoT Hub, and an active Azure account. So Marco, do you have those prerequisites?
Well, I want to ask you some questions here. How someone can have an active Azure account? Is it free?
That is a great question, yeah. So if you're a student watching this, then you can sign up for an Azure for Students subscription. When you sign up, you validate with your university email address to prove you're a student, and you get $100 of credit that lasts you a year, along with free tier of a whole lot of services that last you a year. So for 1 year, $100 of credit, free tier of services. And then what's really cool is at the end of the year, we send you an email to say, are you still a student? You say yes, we renew your account, you get another year. So every year you're a student, you can get the $100 of credit and free services. Now, if you're not a student, then we have an Azure free account where you can sign up, you get $200 of credit to last you for 30 days, and then a free tier of a whole lot of services for a year. So if you're not a student, that's still a free account you can use. Now, one thing about all the stuff we're gonna be doing today, most of it we're actually gonna be using free tiers because, you know, we like free. So most of the stuff we do today is gonna be free, but we'll also show you how to save some money on the non-free things by deleting them at the end.
That's understandable, thank you. And the second question was, what's exactly IoT Edge device and IoT Hub?
Another good question, yes. You kind of need basic knowledge of these, so it kind of helps to talk about what they are. So you can think of IoT Hub as a big pipe. It is how devices connect to the cloud. So your device connects to IoT Hub, and then from IoT Hub, you can then connect onto other Azure services. And IoT Hub manages security, messages coming in from devices, messages going out to devices, and just permissioning and kind of everything that you need for devices to talk to the cloud. Now, IoT Edge, on the other hand, is a way of running workloads that you think normally would run in the cloud, but pushing them to an IoT device and running them on an IoT device. So you use IoT Hub just to tell an IoT Edge device to run some kind of workload. And we'll look at these in more detail later on this module as we actually start doing it. So Edge is running these workloads. Hub is how the device talks to the cloud. All make sense?
Yeah, perfect.
Awesome. So this learning module, this Microsoft Learn module, has two learning objectives. So what you're going to get out of this, doing this module. So the first thing is you're going to actually implement a cognitive service with performing language detection. So we're going to do that. We're actually going to take a cognitive service and we're going to run it on an edge device to do language detection. And then also we're going to learn all the different components and services of the solution to deploy this and how they all come together. So what are all the different pieces and how they come together? So we're going to learn how it all works and then we're actually going to do it, which is a bit of fun. So kind of the agenda for today, we're going to introduce a scenario to explain why we want to do this. We're going to look at how we do it, how we would deploy it to the edge, how we configure IoT Edge and IoT Hub. Then we're going to get hands-on, have an exercise and actually do it. Then we're going to look at how to deploy the cognitive services to the edge. Then we're going to actually do it, get a hands-on deploying it and then testing it. And then, to make sure you're paying attention, Marco, there'll be a test. There will be a test at the end to make sure you're paying attention.
I like that there is a lot of exercise, so you will have a lot of interactive work and, hands-on.
Yeah, a lot of hands-on stuff and a test, but don't worry.